Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He has become a legit superstar. Tyrese Halliburton had a monster triple-double last night. 32 points, 15 assists, 12 rebounds. Pacers lead 3-1, and it's looking like Pacers OKC in the NBA Finals.
Say what?
Pacers Oklahoma City.
Hold on, I just heard somebody jumping out of the window at NBA headquarters. Ratings are going to be so low. And as we said, the ratings for Minnesota, which is a great, I mean, it's been entertaining at times, sometimes one-sided. But Minnesota and Oklahoma City kind of went, but just totally in reverse from what you got when you had LeBron, obviously, going as far as they did with the Lakers and certainly Steph with the Warriors. You still got to have the brands and the casual fan. Like NBA, our listeners know who these guys are, but the casual fan don't know who these guys are.
You got to build it up. You're absolutely right. And look, if you're not playing for one of the storied franchises, you have to have some pizzazz about you, right? The Pacers, and it's funny because Dom, he mentioned this, and look, NBA folks and guys that cover or certainly watch the NBA and ladies too, you may be aware of this. If, in fact, that happens, you're talking about the best defensive team in the league playing the best offensive team in the league. That's intriguing. If right. I told you in the NFL, hey, the best defensive team is playing the best offensive team, didn't we kind of get that a couple of years ago when the Eagles and the Chiefs and the Eagles had 70-some-odd sacks and the Chiefs were scoring 35 or more a game? Like, that's supposed to be intriguing. But to your point, the reason why it's not is because the NFL is about teams. The NBA is about stars.
Right.
And if you are not familiar with those stars, until they build their brand and their reputation, Tyrese Halliburton's a heck of a player. But the Knicks alone, even if you didn't know anybody on the Knicks, people would watch.
Right.
The Pacers have to create this buzz with Halliburton, Mike, and Pascal Siakam, all these guys, if they're going to win it. And if they do, then maybe, you know, you start to give them a shot. But I agree with you. I mean, that's the issue the NBA may be having. Hardcore NBA fans are going to watch. But it is interesting. Both series now, 3-1. Knicks in a must-win situation. And obviously, Game 5 in New York on Thursday for this series.
Interesting. Thanks to a guy that sent me a link to, it's basically tax bills and team performance in the NBA since 2012. So Okay. Going back a ways.
Okay.
And the only team that's not in the luxury apron that's actually starting to turn, the worm has turned because they did have to rebuild, is the Pacers. Pacers just drafted right, and they got Siakam. Now, Siakam didn't want to come here. Some people feel that he thought that maybe Tyrese Halliburton was a better option than Trey. Guys always make it about somehow Trey's personality or disc. I don't know what that is. All I know is the Pacers have got depth, and they're it's a really well-built team.
They do, but they also had more stability. Think about when that was going down and where the Hawks were and the uncertainty of the front office. Like, again, guys talk around this league, man. They all have conversations about what's going on. Is it stable? If I go there. And the Hawks would have had to sell him, just like the Pacers, that this was going to be the place for him. And then they would have had to cut the check. That's what the Pacers did. Siakam, by the way, big game last night as well. He had 30 points. Brunson did have 31 for the Knicks. But, Mike, they had issues scoring. They cut it to 6. That was as close as they got. And then they just couldn't find the buckets they needed late.
That was the thing. Watching it last night. And then the Knicks start chucking those threes up. Like, come on, man. Just, you know, you got it down to like 6 and 7. And I thought shot selection kind of went south. And these are good looks, too. And they were just clanging it. Knicks got ice cold from three-point range. And, you know, yes, you thought that Cat – how would you rate Cat's performance last night?
Not as good as the other night. He had a double-double.
I mean, it was still solid, but it wasn't
– feel big.
Exactly. It was at the moments and at times when he was scoring in game three, which was momentum shifters, and it just didn't happen for him last night. So now the Knicks, look, I'm not saying that certainly the Knicks could go back and get a win. They should have won game one. That's going to be an albatross around their neck, knowing this series, Carl, should be tied. But the Knicks blew it. You had your chance, and you blew it.
No doubt.
So we'll see what happens at the Garden. But the Pacers, it's funny, Pacers fans that I met up there in Indianapolis, they feel that they were comparing a little bit to the Hawks, and we were a 5 seed that year in 21. They like their chances going up against anybody. Now, at the time, we didn't know it was going to be OKC, but you're right. OKC and Pacers style makes a fight. Just who's going to be watching?
And both teams are deep. That's the other part.
Right.
Hey, man, Braves tonight, no game. It's going to be made up May 29th. They've got some rain and some weather up there in Philly, so a game has been postponed. It's going to be a split day-night doubleheader starting at 1:05 May 29th, so no Braves game tonight. We will talk about what happened last night because I am still disappointed in some of you telling me that Spencer Strider is just fine. He's not.
Well, I mean, this is the reality that we have to live with. And this is something you and I were going round and round about. We didn't have enough pitching in the offseason. And
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all, first, get this through your thick skull, some of you Braves fans. We all want to see this team go back to the World Series and freaking win it. But we have to look at the reality. You're betting on, well, if Spencer Strider comes back and... There was no guarantee that Spencer Strider is going to be that guy. You know, he's never going to throw 100 miles an hour like he did. You know, I mean, we'll ask Grant. I mean, what is the foreseeable future with his mechanics? And because last night he couldn't control the slider. You know, I mean, there was a lot of things that just weren't working right. And then the walks and then the pitch count mounted. And that's something we've seen before, haven't we?
More on the Braves coming up. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Let's talk some dogs. We said Kirby had some things to say. He went on the Paul Feinbaum show. Mike, let's hear him talk about, this is Paul Feinbaum, by the way, saying Georgia having Gunnar Stockton as their quarterback, he's not sold. And listen, he may not be the only one. Kirby did hear this, by the way, and acknowledged on the Feinbaum show that, look, I heard what you said, and it just gives us a little bit more motivation. Here's what Paul said.
Fine or not fine with Gunnar Stockton now their starting quarterback?
I would say that's a big not fine. I know the team coalesced around him after the SEC championship game, but I was underwhelmed by what I saw from Gunnar Stockton in the Sugar Bowl loss to Notre Dame.
Yeah, we all were. I mean, now granted, you know, Paul's not going to, you know, give you more than the simple basic take, but he's making good money doing that. But, you know, the offensive line wasn't great. Play calling wasn't great. But the kid, ultimately, he just looks like another Georgia quarterback that's been around, has paid his dues, and is now going to get the shot because that's the way Kirby plays it. Okay. I think that's what Paul was inferring.
All right, so then you can say it. Say it. He's not special. Is that what you're saying? Because that's what you're telling me right now.
I don't know what he is, but I just can't share the enthusiasm that some Georgia fans and the confidence. You know this. You want this guy to be Gunner, Gunner to be Stetson Bennett 2.0, as we said earlier with Mike Griffin. I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, fine or not fine is what they were playing. Obviously, fine bomb, and he said that's not fine. Gunnar Stockton has not shown him enough. It's interesting to hear him say that because I think that's kind of the whispers. I mean, listen, it's Georgia. They're going to be fine. They're going to be in games. They're going to win a lot of games. But it still comes down to this. It still comes down to your quarterback not making the mistakes that he made last year in Carson Beck. And ultimately, can he put you over the top like Stetson Bennett did? And if he can't, then, you know, you're telling me he's just a guy. Bennett was special when he needed to be. And I know we all questioned it, but that's the standard right now, guys. He won back-to-back natties. Regardless of all the things that he played with, we act like he didn't have to make plays. He did.
No, and he gets thrown into the game against Texas, and like he literally Charlie Brown got his block knocked off in that game. Stayed in it. He won you that one, but that was also your defense. Everybody came together in that one. I just think the Notre Dame game kind of showed you how much Georgia's lost the depth battle since we've gotten the transfer portal in the NIL world. And that's not Gunnar Stockton's fault necessarily. But then the question, I'll throw a boomerang at you.
Okay.
You know, would you be more excited about Gunnar Stockton if Todd Monken was still here?
Oh, of course. Because I trust
Monken.
Me too. Yeah, I trust him. Kirby responded, by the way, asked the question about how excited are you about Gunnar being your starting quarterback. Annual meeting's going on down there in Florida, but Kirby was with Paul Feinbaum. Here's what he said.
Yeah, I'm excited. Gunnar got the message, man. He got the message. You did your job.
Okay. I have admired you and respected you for so many years.
Absolutely.
I feel like at this point in your career, you need a little help from me.
I appreciate
to get
that.
You to the first game and over the finish line.
I'm glad you did. You've always been. That's why I always come on your show, because I love the fact that you give me that motivation.
He did walk it back, though, didn't Paul? I mean, it's just, is this what it takes? Real quick. Let me just, because Carl, you're syndicated nationally. How do I get there? Because I know you don't walk it back.
No.
But a lot of these guys like Jim Rome and Paul, they throw all this crap, and then when the guest comes on the show, they... Where you and I, we always say, look, hey, by the way, Kyle, we asked about your commitment.
That's what it is.
You know, we asked if we're going to say something. We're not going to sit there and act like we didn't say it when the guy comes on the show. Just irks me.
Yeah.
It vexes me.
Look, and Kirby made a joke of it, right? He's like, oh, that's why I come on your show, because you always give me ammunition.
Kirby keeps his receipts.
He does. And when he starts that comment, he says, Gunner got the message. He's telling you that Gunner saw what you said. Listen, I hope it motivates him, but I'm with Mike. I don't know what he's going to be. And this idea that, well, next year we got the number one quarterback in the country, Dukes. I don't know what he's going to be either. Okay? We got to slow our roll. We act like Georgia fans. We haven't seen these guys come in. Some have produced. Some have not.
Right.
I have to wait and see. And so for Gunner, not enough sample size for me to say, man, I totally believe. After they won the first natty with
Stetson.
With Stetson. There were still doubts. And the kid goes, I'm coming back. And they were loaded. And he goes, I'm coming back. And everybody's like, well, I don't know if he can do it again. Are you kidding?
We actually had to defend. Actually, Mike and I were very cordial this time around. A few weeks ago, I was screaming at Mike Griffith for not respecting Stetson Bennett.
Yeah.
And thinking that Carson Beck's got a high. Okay. You know, Carson Beck's got to learn to throw it to the guys in the right jerseys. But yeah, man, I'm with you. Look, Jared Curtis, if Jared Curtis stays here, because that's another thing. You know, he's all in for UGA now. It changes in about 12 months after sitting on the bench.
Hey, man, what's bigger for the Braves? Is it pitching or is it offense? We're going to tell you what we think when we come back, because this team has been inconsistent and they've got some decisions they need to make. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.